Picture this. You're inbound from the California coast. Below you, nothing but Pacific Ocean. The L.A. Basin is somewhere behind you, disappearing into the haze. And ahead, rising up out of the water, is this island. Rocky, dramatic, and right on top of the highest plateau you can see a runway. I'm Ramp. This is Ramped Check on Radio Hangar. And I'm here to tell you that flying into Catalina Island Airport is one of the most unforgettable experiences in Southern California flying. Maybe in all of general aviation. Let me take you there. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey. First solo, private pilot, instrument, all the way up. Mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Okay, let's talk about Catalina. Santa Catalina Island sits about 22 miles off the Southern California coast, roughly across from Long Beach. If you've ever flown the LA Basin, you've probably seen it out there, this dark, rugged shape rising out of the Pacific. It looks impossibly far away and impossibly dramatic at the same time. Most people get to Catalina by ferry. It takes about an hour on the Catalina Express. But you're a pilot, you cross that channel in 12 minutes, and that 12-minute crossing is where this whole adventure begins. Because here's what you need to understand about the Catalina Channel. It is open water, 22 miles of open Pacific between you and the island. And depending on what you're flying, a Cessna 172, a Piper Cherokee, whatever you've got, you're doing the math. You're thinking about glide distance, you're thinking about what happens if the engine quits right in the middle of that channel. This is good. This makes you a better pilot. This is the kind of flight that sharpens your pre-flight, sharpens your fuel check, sharpens everything. Because crossing open water, even a short crossing, changes your relationship with that engine. Most pilots who fly to Catalina talk about that crossing. The moment when the coast falls away behind you and there is nothing beneath you but water. And then the island starts to resolve out of the haze, getting bigger and bigger, and you start picking out the plateau on the ridge, you start picking out the runway. And I want to be honest with you, the first time you see it, you think, that does not look real. Because the airport identifier, KAVX, Catalina Airport, is not at sea level. It is not tucked into a little coastal strip. It is sitting on top of a mesa at 1,600 feet above mean sea level. The plateau is up there, and the runway is on top of it. And when you're coming in from the ocean, it looks like somebody just carved a strip into the top of a mountain and said, "Land here." And you do. The runway is just over 3,000 feet. Runway 22 and runway 04. There's terrain on both ends that you need to respect. The approach is visual. There is no instrument approach at Catalina, and the traffic pattern is specific to this airport because you have terrain and ocean and ridge lines all in the mix. The standard practice when I was there was to arrive from the north and stay high until you are established on final. The density altitude matters here. You are at 1,600 feet of field elevation, and it is Southern California. Those summer afternoons can push the density altitude up higher than you would expect, and a 3,000-foot runway at elevation in the heat deserves your full attention. But here is the thing. When you cross the threshold and touch down and roll out and come to a stop and look out your window, the Pacific Ocean is right there. You can see it. You're on this plateau, and the island drops away on both sides, and the ocean is just out there, sparkling, going all the way to the horizon. And you just crossed it in your airplane. It is absolutely worth every bit of the planning now. The island itself has a history every pilot should know.
William Wrigley, Jr. Yes, the chewing gum family, purchased Santa Catalina Island in 1919. He turned it into a resort destination for Southern Californians, developed the town of Avalon on the island's east side, and invested heavily in making Catalina accessible. The airport was part of that vision. Wrigley understood that aviation was going to matter, and he made sure the island had a strip that could receive traffic. For decades, Catalina was a destination you reached by flying boat. The old channel crossing was a classic flying boat route. You'd come roaring off the surface of the harbor in a Grumman Goose or something similar and hop across to Avalon. There was a time when seaplanes were as common over the Catalina Channel as the ferries are today. That flying boat era is mostly gone. But the tradition of flying to Catalina never stopped. And here is a detail I love, maybe my absolute favorite thing about this island, the bison. In 1924, a film crew brought a small herd of American bison to Catalina Island to shoot a silent western. When the film was done, they left the bison behind, and the bison stayed. They have been on Catalina ever since, over 100 years. There is a managed herd today of roughly 150 animals roaming the hills of the island. You might see them on your way from the airport down toward Avalon. They will just be out there on the hillside, wild bison. On an island in the Pacific Ocean, 22 miles from Los Angeles. I'm not kidding. Only in general aviation do you end up in moments like this. The walk or shuttle, you can take a shuttle from the airport down to Avalon, is a few miles. But most pilots who fly into Catalina do not make the trip all the way down to the harbour, because they come for the restaurant. The airport in the Sky restaurant sits right there at the airport. It has an outdoor terrace that looks out over the island and the ocean. You can sit out there and watch the traffic come and go. Watch other pilots figure out that approach. Watch the ocean below. And the burger you order is a buffalo burger, because of course it is.
Buffalo from the island's own herd, and I will tell you I was not prepared for how good that burger was. I sat out on that terrace Pacific Ocean in the background, bison somewhere out on the hillside, my airplane parked on the ramp, and I ate a buffalo burger, and I thought, this is what general aviation is for, this exact moment right here. Now, if you do want to head down to Avalon, it is absolutely worth the trip. Avalon is a fascinating little town. It is one of the few places in California where golf carts are the primary mode of transportation. Private cars are heavily restricted on the island, so you are walking or riding, and the harbour is gorgeous, and then there is the famous casino building. Not actually a casino, it never was. It is a ballroom and movie theatre built by Wrigley in 1929, this big white Art Deco structure right on the waterfront, just spectacular. It looks like it belongs in a movie set in the south of France, and somehow it is sitting on a little island off the coast of California, but for pilots on a day trip, the airport itself is often the whole destination, and the ramp scene up there is fantastic. On a nice Saturday morning in Southern California, you will see every kind of general aviation airplane in that parking area. Cessnas, Pipers, Moonies, Bonanzas, RVs, the occasional Twin. People fly in from Torrance, from Long Beach, from Fullerton, from Van Nuys. The whole L.A. Basin general aviation community seems to converge up there on weekends. There is something genuinely community-oriented about Catalina flying. It is a destination that brings pilots together. You end up talking on the ramp with people you have never met. You swap notes on the crossing. Someone will tell you about the turbulence they hit on the inbound, and someone else will tell you the winds were glassy this morning and you should have been there at 8. It is the kind of ramp conversation I think we need more of in general aviation. Now, let me give you the practical stuff, because if you are planning this trip, there are things to know. First, the crossing. Take it seriously, but do not be intimidated by it. Most light aircraft in good mechanical condition can cover meaningful distance in a glide. But the middle of that channel is your worst-case scenario, and you should know that going in. Brief your emergency plan before you go. Know where you would go, know what you would do. File a flight plan, or at minimum let someone know your route and your intentions. This is not paranoia, this is good airmanship. Second, fuel. There is aviation fuel available at Catalina Airport, which is genuinely useful. But call ahead and verify availability. Island logistics make fuel pricing what it is. Know before you go. Third, winds. The marine layer and the coastal geography of Southern California create interesting wind patterns around Catalina. Morning arrivals are typically smoother, afternoon can bring thermal activity over the island and winds coming up off the water. Check the winds aloft. Listen to what other pilots are reporting on the Unicom frequency on your way in. A little local knowledge goes a long way at KAVX. Fourth, density altitude. I said it once, I'll say it again. 1,600 feet of field elevation in warm California temperatures. Do your performance calculation. Take it seriously. 3,000 feet sounds like plenty until you factor in a hot afternoon and a heavy airplane and a slope that can create a visual illusion on the rollout. Fifth, wildlife. There are raptors on this island. Bird strikes on approach are a real consideration. Stay alert on final and be ready to go around if something comes across your path. And speaking of going around, nobody is watching you from that terrace, thinking anything other than smart pilot. When you get on short final, the ocean spreading out in every direction, the rocky island dropping away below the runway, the sky that only exists over Southern California, just take 1 second, just one, because this is the thing that makes general aviation different from everything else. You can decide this morning to go to Catalina, you can check the weather, pre-flight your airplane and be parked on the ramp at an island in the Pacific by 11 o'clock. You can have a buffalo burger on a terrace overlooking the ocean by noon. No ferry line, no check-in, no overhead bin.
Just you and your airplane, and 22 miles of open water and a plateau in the sky. That is what Catalina is. I have talked to pilots who have been flying to Cavex for 30 years, multiple times a season, every season. They never get tired of the crossing, they never get tired of that approach. They never get tired of what it feels like to park on that ramp. I completely understand. If you are a Southern California pilot who has not been gets there this summer, if you're visiting the L.A. area and you have your certificate in your wallet, rent something and go. The AOPA Airport Directory and the Catalina Island Conservancy both have excellent pilot information for planning the trip. More at radiohangar.com. I'm Ramp. See you on the ramp, hopefully the one with the ocean view.